This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
We'll see how he responds tonight coming out of the All-Star break, but John Lester held the Braves at 3 hits, 1 run, and 7 innings of work. Let's hear from Brian Snicker, our manager, talking about the vibe, Mike, felt like a playoff game because they had over 41,000, but a lot of them were Cub fans.
Yep.
Wasn't it? I know. It was exciting. Well, kind of like a playoff game almost with the energy and everything that was in that stadium. And good to see the guys come back. I mean, it was a hard-fought game by both sides.
Now, we had a guy say, hey, fellas, I was there last night, as many of you were. He says, I thought Julio pitched a lot better. He did. There's no debating that. He had a better outing versus giving your team an opportunity to win. And certainly, he didn't give up the home runs he's been giving up. So, that's a positive.
Yeah, but as I told one texter on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, you shouldn't be talking about Julio like he's some rookie that we're handling with kit gloves. Like, okay, that was a good outing. I mean, this guy's supposed to be the ace of your staff, and he's got to pitch well at home. But yes, but to your point, texters and callers, it was a step in the right direction for Julio, albeit in a loss. But as we said earlier to start the show, Freddie Freeman kind of saved Julio's cheese with 2 big defensive stops in the 5th and the 6th.
Where's my bell? Because that's true. That should have been maybe 3 or 4 runs, maybe more, if that Freddie doesn't make those plays. Here's Snicker talking about Julio.
Really battled his way through. I mean, them last 2 innings, he really had to work. Really had to work, and he just never gave in and kept pitching. And you know, he wasn't as sharp as he's been, but you know, he never, like I say, he never gave in, kept pitching, and gave us a chance to win.
McDonald's brings you the headlines. A dollar menu at breakfast is back. Stop by your local McDonald's for a sausage biscuit, McChicken biscuit, or sausage McMuffin for only $1, guys. Hey, tonight we'll see how they, you know, come back, Mike. Now they could still win the series, which would be great. And again, I'll take a sweep against the D-backs, and let's say we win 2. These last 2 games tomorrow, as a businessman special starts early afternoon. But let's just say that happens. Still off to a great start after the break. And now you hit the road for those 11 games. Anything can happen. So last night, it was one of those things where the atmosphere was, it seemed like a playoff game. And it came down to, you know, basically that last at bat for us with an opportunity to win the game.
Now, for those of you that are wondering, what is the number? Like, the Cubbies technically right now are in the middle of that wild card battle if they can't catch the Brewers, who by all indications now, they're ahead of schedule. We just talked about the Braves rebuild. The Brewers find themselves way ahead of schedule, where now they've got to now have some hard decisions about moving some prospects, which they were going to bring up to the big club for maybe adding to their pitching rotation. But anyway, Cubbies 5.5 out of the wild card. Braves now 7 games out of the National League wild card.
All right, AT, are you on board? John Collins named to the Summer League's first team yesterday. Summer League, first team. AT, you on board?
On board with what?
With this.
First League Summer Team, Joe.
First team, man.
Okay.
John Collins, congratulations. He's going to join us tomorrow, right, on the show? All right, we'll get a chance to talk to John Collins.
Nice.
I like this kid's aggressiveness so far. I mean, you know.
Well, look, it's Summer League. You're playing against lesser talent, but he plays above the rim, which is something if you're looking for some things to at least hang your hat on while the Hawks are doing whatever they're doing the next couple seasons. John Collins is a guy that will get people excited.
Lonzo Ball, by the way, was picked as the MVP, for those who are wondering.
The Hawks are doing whatever they're doing.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they won't say rebuild. Funny. I'll say rebuild.
All I know is Mike Bell and I are going to be there at the bar, the floor.
All right, how about this? What's the TV show on ABC? Blackish? It's Rebuildish.
Yes,
it is. Okay, the Hawks are Rebuildish in 17-18.
That's what I know, AT. Get on board, AT.
Such a curmudgeon. You're too close to it.
Say it with me. You're too close to it.
Come on, let's have a Tom Collins watch John Collins.
I still bet I'll go to more games than you two.
Whatever. All right. Collins, though, he was a bright spot in the Summer League, man. And we bring that up to say tomorrow he will be on the show, so we'll get a chance to talk to our newest Hawk here on Dukes and Bell. Meanwhile, let's talk about the NFL. A couple of things going on. One, Calvin Johnson. I don't know if he wants to play. Remember, he stepped away. I think you saw him at a Georgia Tech game or something of that nature.
You saw him against Georgia Tech. Was it Duke or last year? And then Of course, the comments that came out in the interview saying, amongst other things, he never thought that the Lions were a bona fide Super Bowl contender. That's part made it easier for him to step away.
So the Lions invited him to camp. Don't laugh. They did. It's kind of one of those nice gesture things. Hey, we love you, Megatron. Come to camp. But the thing that has me wondering, Mike, is, you know, he tweeted this out, and Jarvis and I were talking about it. When he met Derek Carr, not David, and he said, I just met this quarterback, just met this guy, really impressed, talked about how he enjoyed meeting Carr. And that has people wondering, is he getting the itch to maybe come back and wanting to play for?
The Raiders.
The Raiders.
That would have been the late Al Davis's dream of dreams, because you want the guy with the ability to stretch the field and blow the top off the defense. Now, not sure, would there be a compensatory pick or something for the Lions?
Because they still own his rights. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. But I think that's certainly going to get people, the fans of the Silver and Black's hearts aflutter, because imagine that.
Now, I know he stepped away. Don't think that Megatron still can't play. He stepped away because he was tired of the BS that was going on there. Mm-hmm. If you told me Megatron was coming back to the Raiders this year, their stock goes up.
Oh, heck yeah. Their odds improve everything because, you were joking around earlier about me grabbing beast mode in a mock draft.
I
think he's going to be a red zone poacher. I think he's going to be a red zone touchdown poacher for Seattle. I mean, for the Raiders, because that's what he was doing, amongst other things, in Seattle.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. We'll keep an eye out to see if Calvin Johnson is itching to play again. I don't know if that's necessarily true. And we mentioned this, guys. Five teams reporting tomorrow. Chicago, Dallas, Jacksonville, New Orleans, and the Ravens. At least their rookies reporting, getting ready for training camp. And a story that Mike and I are going to talk about, because Mike Vick's been on this show. He's been in the news a lot lately. But it's one thing when it comes from us, and you guys go, oh, you're just being biased about this Kaepernick thing. He's being blackballed. Dukes, you don't understand. Bell, you don't get it. It's another thing when it comes from Mike Vick. Michael Vick talking about Kaepernick not being blackballed, and I totally agree with this assessment. And Mike Vick kind of lays it out, Mike, plain and simple. This is about him adjusting the offenses and being a better quarterback.
It has nothing to do with him being blackballed. I really think the stand that he took has nothing to do with him not having a job or playing in the National Football League right now. And being frank, Colin didn't have the best 2 years, his last two seasons. It wasn't as productive as what we've seen him do. And maybe it's due to coaching changes and, you know, musical chairs in the positions around him and the players. But I think in terms of him getting back out on the field, it's going to have to be a team that can suit to his skill set and what he does.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean,
nothing.
Now look, we do understand, yes. Would there be some owners out there or some GMs who would say because of the issues that he embraces, which is his right as an American to do, and in some cases he's bringing in his mind light to a situation which needs addressing. That's fine, but some people aren't comfortable with that. It's a free country. Kaepernick can say what he wants, and people can think what they want about Kaepernick, whether people like it or not. And some teams don't want to deal with that potato, but Mike just gave you a pure football analysis of the equation.
And that's what we've been trying to do, and you want to say that people have bias. There's no bias. If a guy can play, and I've said this for years, if a guy can play in the NFL, he's going to play. Yeah. Owners are not in the business of losing and certainly losing money. If a guy can still play, he's going to be on the field.
Now, if you feel that he is being blackballed, all right, well, then you know what? Get the lawyers involved and go challenge the NFL that there's collusion going on about Kaepernick. Look, are there guys out there on the sideline projected to be backups that he's better than? Certainly. But Mike just laid it out. He's not been the same guy since Harbaugh left, and they had a lot of issues in San Francisco. There are games where they went 2 or 3, with 2 games in a row, we couldn't throw a touchdown offensively. And that's why he was riding the pine. You know, I mean, that's part of it. That's why Gabbert was starting at times. But yes, statistically, he is much better than a number of backups. But there's also there's people don't want to deal with a headache. If it comes down to this guy or that guy, I'll take the guy that's not the headache. Whether you think that's fair or not, guess what? The general managers and teams, some of these guys don't want to deal with this. In the flyover states where people still respect the national anthem and don't want to see it involved in a protest of any kind. And I know it doesn't play here in Atlanta, but it doesn't play, the other side of this conversation doesn't play in the heartland. And those are where football teams are that aren't picking this guy.
And take it from me, when Mike talks about a guy who's a problem, 59% completion rate for Colin Kaepernick. That's not good enough. 6.8 yards per attempt. That's not good enough.
By the way, in his own way, Kaepernick kind of fires back at Mike Vick by explaining, or I guess on Instagram, giving an explanation of what Stockholm syndrome is, where someone becomes a person who's been captive embraces the ideology of his captors, which some would say is a thinly veiled shot at Michael Vick.
Yeah, it may be. But listen, say what you want about my opinion or Mike's opinion. That's Mike Vick. He's seen it and done it. lived it, and he's telling you this is not about this dude being blackballed. More importantly, Mike, when you talk about Kaepernick, and I love this, who's he better than? Josh McCown? I mean, who's he better than? Blake Bortles? No. Who? I mean, honestly, when guys say that, they go, oh, he's better. Who's he better than?
Look, this is a guy that Harbaugh, if you remember how it played out, Alex Smith was injured. Harbaugh gave him the shot, rode the 49ers all the way to the Super Bowl with Kaepernick as quarterback. You and I talked about it. We think this kid's going to be the babe, the boy, the next big thing for years in this league.
We saw him up close and personal. This guy's like, wow, okay, this could be a problem for the league.
And, hey, it's great. If you want to be a guy who wants to get into things off the field, it's one thing if you are Jim Brown and you do that, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and you do that. Colin Kaepernick, I'm sorry, he doesn't have the personality, the brain power to be transcendent. I'm sorry, you got involved with a chick that got in your head, and you're living her life now, and it's killing your NFL career. So congratulations.
Well, here's the difference. He's not iconic like those guys
mentioned. Those guys are transcendent. Those guys are guys that represent things across the board, and they speak to people of every color.
Well, yeah, and I also think there was more star power with those individuals. And listen, and by the way, Mike Vick, if you want to go read this quote, you can. But Vick basically said, because he didn't step over the fact of what Colin did with this protest. As a matter of fact, he said last year when he took a stand to do what he did, we all appreciated it. We respected it. It was a good thing. I really think the stand that he took has nothing to do with him not having a job in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.